Blog Talk Radio.
I listen to my podcast sometimes, and the way I talk can misconstrue some of the things I say. And I'm going to say this again. If someone perceives me saying something that is entirely not true, or if I admit something, you should contact me directly before you come up to any conclusions, if it's serious or whatever. Because I talk real fast and I have my own style of talking because I love to talk. So this is what I'm going to say. Everything I say is truthful about, I really want to talk about my music because I'm in L.A., I'm in Hollywood, I'm an independent person, and I want to talk about that. Or I want to talk about things in general or politics. Sometimes I have books out, you know, and I'm going to do that soon. I mean, I have a book about my music and videos, and because I'm an artist, and that's what I prefer to talk about. And today's my birthday, July 23rd, birthday of Leo. But, that's what I prefer to talk about. But being a podcaster and to express myself, unfortunately, I have had a lot of darkness come around me unexpectedly, where I attracted people I have no attraction to who have a dark agenda, meaning they are up to no good, they're evil, they are, they're bigots, or they're alcoholics, they're criminals, they got some intent to do something to me directly, indirectly, whatever. That's what I mean, but that's what darkness is. Darkness is evil people, or, you know. So I don't deal with people who are dark or have a dark side. I don't deal with an evil person. I told you guys several times, I don't deal with evil people regardless of color. I have told you guys several times who listen to me, I always deal with good people who come to me directly or who know how to deal with people. I'm dealing with people who do not understand how to deal with boundaries and basic common sense in my neighborhood or building. So because of that, and because I have a lot to say, I am telling the truth about my home experiences. So when I say honestly about the allegations relating to trespassing, because it's, I don't like talking about it all the time, and I do believe that some of you out there who's listening to me probably think I have some problem, some mental problem or whatever. No, I don't. It's not something that I like to talk about. It's because of hearsay allegations. I don't make up stories either. And, I'm honestly will tell you the truth. When I hear these hoodlums nearby or in the building say something over and over again, and I do know that the intent is perhaps to press my buttons, make me angry, whatever. And it's not something that I would get angry about. It's something that I'd be concerned about them. But keep saying it, because if you keep saying something that isn't true or trying to antagonize me, and they did say they were trying to press my buttons because they think I'm sensitive, which is also crazy and insane to say. Something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with this picture. You got to have some psychological disorder to say something negative over and over again or to try to press my buttons, especially if you're or somebody is a stranger or somebody who I don't know. But I also want to say to the naysayers, I do not have no voices or see things or any false allegations about my health. If anyone out there is concerned about my health, they should not be. If they are, I wanted to tell them too, they should not be. But if you want to know more about or is concerned, you should contact me directly. Okay? I will tell you the truth. Because if we're concerned about people, we have to contact them directly. We don't go behind their back. We don't do things like that. you know, I bring this up because my home experience is here. I'm in California. In California, before I came out here, the perception was there are crazy people out here. Crazy, there are loonies out here. I would say since I've been living out here, that is absolutely the truth. If I was in New York State where I'm from, I would not see some of the stuff I experienced. And I think some of these people don't lack common sense. They don't understand reasoning, basic common sense of boundaries, homes, buildings, what you can or can't do. That does not mean that I perceive that for every Californian. I think most Californians know common sense about boundaries and going up to strangers and so on. But some people that I've come across do not, in this area where I live or my building now, do not understand basic common sense. So that is a concern. I mean, I had people say things about that I don't own my property when I do. That is delusional. That is crazy. I had people in this area say that I have no right to sell my property. They were going to kick me out if I sold my property. They cannot do that legally because that's insane. I own the property. When I hear that, these people are mentally ill. They got some mentally ill, insane people around me. I don't know why they're walking the street. Anyone who say something that is totally false or say something delusional or to come up to me as a stranger and trying to press or say something to press my buttons, or even they making up stories to just for the joke of it, they got to be insane. I mean, I had people who tell me, oh, I'm married to a woman. That is not true. I'm gay. You can't change a gay person's sexuality. I mean, if they're homophobic, which they are, they need to stay away. Being homophobic is not a good thing in this society, especially California. And I will say this, most Californians do have common sense to deal with people, okay? But they also have laws against any type of bigotry. We cannot have no bigotry here. I have people, because I do these podcasts, make up assessments about my health. They should not. My health is fine. I'm just like any other, if I'm an entertainer, podcaster, they should not make up assessments about my health. You know, the county say you're supposed to get involved directly in the mental health. There's no emergency or whatever. Podcasting is a form of art where I have a right to express myself. And while I say everything truthfully, it's not for any concern for anyone out there. If you're concerned, you have to do things directly. Come to me, ask me, blah, blah, and then move on. The allegations that they own my property or the allegations that, you know, these are false allegations. These people have mental problems or criminals. I'm sorry. I would not make up this story. Again, I don't like talking about it, but being a podcaster, I have to. Because when you live in a home or own a home like me, or if you rent, you should not be dealing with crazy neighbors. You should not be dealing with crazy people. You should not be dealing with people saying things or coming up to you, making assessments or saying things that don't pertain to reality. Unfortunately, there are sometimes, no matter where you go, there's crazy, insane people, no matter where I live in New York or where I live in another country or California, there's always going to be crazy people who don't understand reality or say things. Unfortunately, I experienced it. And unfortunately, there's always going to be mentally unstable neighbors or mentally ill people who live next door who don't understand basic common sense about boundaries, whatever. The thing is that for me, I keep to myself. I mind my business. That's how stability and rationality come into play when dealing with neighbors. I don't talk about what next door is going on next door because is really none of my concern. I'm thinking about Duff Knight, what I'm doing with my life or whatever. If I hear something, I ignore it because it's not none of my concern. Unfortunately, some people don't do that. They see something or see a next-door neighbor, and they don't know how to, you know, they just get involved without permission. They're trying to get involved into the next-door neighbor, what he or she is doing, and that's not good. That's a sign of instability. Something is wrong with that person. Some person is lacking in some way, you know, whatever. I even had, you know, the allegations these people came from California. You know, I'm in California for a long time. Came from New York. Again, if I had known somebody who came from New York or from my hometown came out here and I have not seen them in a long time, then I'd be like, something is wrong with this picture. They should not come here. It's a stranger, you know. That's just that. Again, when I say allegation, it's what I perceive. And it is true what I say. But I put it in the allegation category because to tell somebody what I've seen is truthful, but to actually show evidence, well, that is, you know, I don't need to show evidence necessary, but I may not have the evidence to back it up. Like with the trespassing, I don't know if, you know, when I hear those crazy mentally ill people outside say that they're looking in my home, they have no right under law. That's against the law. I own the property. I always will. I'm going to try to sell it so I can live into a more rational, everyday life home setting where I don't have no crazy person around me who say things that don't pertain to reality. But I don't know if they are looking in. That's the truth. I don't want to talk about it, and because I've said it so many times, I have this misconstrued or nonsense by people near me who make assessments saying I have delusions because bringing out that is not true. That is because they're ignorant and they're not informed. And to make matters worse, they're not an expert on mental health. If they are and they have that, made that assessment, then the perception is they're not a very good therapist. Because you, in order to make assessments on people's mental health, you have to do it directly. You know, I don't want to deal with no idiots. I don't want to deal with people who know basic common sense. I mean, you don't make assessments on people from a distance. It could be, you know, the reason why I say that basic common sense is when you see something going on with somebody and you have all your preconceived notions about what you perceive that person is going through, and it could be perceptual bias. We can't make that assessment unless they talk to me directly and they're an expert and they come up with then it's probable the assessment could be more valid or authentic than someone just looking at somebody from outside or inside or hear something and then say something without knowing all the facts about the situation. So, you know, while there are people who have mental health diagnoses, I always leave it to the expert, the PhD, someone who's working in mental health, and those people who do it directly with the clients that they work with. You know, we don't make assessments from just observing or just making assessments because there's all kinds of reasoning or issues that could be the reason for it. It may not be what you perceive, unless you know directly, unless you talk to directly, or unless you're an expert. But anyway, I want to be positive. I want to, you know, talk. I'm an artist. I'm also intellectual too. My brain is very, I learned a lot in college. I was forced to go to college because I didn't make it in music when I was younger. I would prefer to play the piano, write a song, or sing on stage which I've done so many years, than to go to be intellectual. But being an intellectual is a benefit to understanding what's going on with the world around me. Unfortunately, the world around me, from my life in general as a person, has a perceived darkness that I cannot understand. But evil and good is on this planet intertwined, so I always try to look for the good and stay away from the evil. Stay away from evil people. Because it's so entwined in this world, you know. All we have to do is let people live and know how to respect what is ours and not take something what is not ours. I even have people, because of their criminal conspiracy or ill or dark side, make false assessments because, I have a unique personality, saying I need a conception. They need to stop that because I'm too high functioning. I have never been in the hospital in LA, and I never will. That is defamation, and those are lies, and that's criminal. You know you can go to jail for that. They already changed the law to prevent criminals from using it to manipulate other people. Go to a low-functioning person who lives on the street, who take care of themselves or talk to themselves all day, or go to somebody who don't take care of themselves with hygiene or finances, something that's extreme. That is the requirement. Also, the other thing is that I don't want ignorant people or people that I will never have anything to do with come my way. I have people say they are compassionate conservatives. I don't believe in conservatism. I never will. But I respect those who are conservative or liberal who respect me in general. But I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, I should be a Republican. You know, this is a very liberal area. It always will be for the next 20 or 30 years. I'm a very liberal person. Why are they coming up to me? I am very liberal, and I will stay liberal. And then saying some crazy stuff about Krishna being a priest. Listen, if they want a priest, go find one who wants to be with one. I will never be a Christian priest in this lifetime. I am so liberal. I'm an artist. I'm so bohemian, very left, philosophy, all that stuff, an artist. Think of, I'm someone who love to create and whatever. I don't believe in that shit. It's like a kind of, when people say that, it's like, it reminds me of those people on the East Coast, you know, the past, it grew up to people, pastor. I'm not interested in no priest, no pastor, nothing. I'm a Buddhist, and I do open my mind to things, but I would never be a priest in this lifetime. I'm not a Christian, but I respect Christianity. Remember, there's lots of religions in this society. I'm a Buddhist, but I also respect other religions, but not when they use religion as a dogma to control other people. So I hope that I wonder why they're doing it in Southern California and Los Angeles, which is so bohemian, so open. And there's so many artists, so many people want to be themselves and who they are, free, you know. Bring up something that's so out of touch. I don't want to attract somebody like that to me. I do want to attract the artist who's interested in my music legitimately or in the music industry who's interested. I do want to attract someone who's interested in me, who's very open, who's fair, highly functioning. I don't want to attract no criminal to me or no religious zealot. Okay, I do not want to attract no religious zealot to me. I do not want to attract no evil person to me. I do not want to attract no hoodlum. I don't want that around me, okay? I want to attract the music entrepreneur or the music magician legitimately. I want to attract the intellectual directly, and this has to be directly involved. Even my SGI meeting, you know, the Buddhist meetings I go to, yeah, they come to me directly, yeah. I don't want nobody who don't know boundaries, even in my neighborhood or my building. I mean, they're outside right now talking, or alleged, whatever. They're not supposed to be. I mean, I don't understand why they're talking about me. I mean, they should not be. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, I told you the common sense mechanism of living next door to people. We mind our business and respect each other's boundaries. even if the person is a tenant or a homeowner, I own this place legally. You can check the county law. It's only me. Dove Knight, 2004, L.A. County Recorder Office. That's all you need to know. I'm not married. That is the truth. I mean, these people even said, I attracted the ignorance to me. Informer people saying, oh, I should work with the mental health. I should be a leader. I ain't no leader to them. Not in the job setting. I'm not interested in psychology. I may be philosophical. My experience in psychology have been negative. First of all, opportunities to work, employment have been negative. And also, I don't have the ability or the patience to deal with people with severely handicapped. And they should be respected. I don't have that capacity due to my own bad experiences and dealing with people in my family who had severe mental health handicaps. So, and bad experiences, so I'm not a therapist. I'm not their leader. I can't be a leader to nobody but to myself. You know, it's like they want a leader or want somebody to help them with their health, mental health, go to a actual therapist who's practicing and work with them directly. I mean, they need to stop saying that. They need to stop saying about case manager, all this stuff. They need to stop talking to the department. That's so delusional. They're so out of touch. I don't deal with that. I'm trying to get a law degree to be a lawyer, or I'm trying to be an artist. I prefer to be an artist in the music industry or something like that. I'm trying to do what I need to do to survive and to be successful, because that's why I'm planning for employment in law or something. Or if I don't, you know, then what if I don't get my law degree? I'm out of here, you know. I came to Hollywood to be a star, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. All the effort, all the videos, all the stuff, all the performing. And I had so many trials and tribulations. And, you know, I came out here to be a star, and it didn't happen when I was younger. And it's still very hard to do. And there's a possibility it may not happen. And that's going to be painful for me, but that's something I have no control over. It's like going for the lottery. But if it doesn't happen and then I can't find that great job or be a success, American dream, and then at the same time I'm dealing with ignorant hoodlums or crazy hoodlums in my area who are trying to undermine my progress to be successful, then I can't live in L.A. no more. I have to go to another liberal area so I can try to be employed and be who I need to be. It could be London. It could be, it definitely would likely be New York or someplace where I could be me. I mean, I don't like when they say this. I don't like when people make assessments of me. I mean, my home is for me. It's the privacy, the bedroom. When I'm in my home, I want to be left alone. I don't talk about people. That's basic common sense. That's the law. We can look up the California Penal Code. You know, if I violate somebody's home or could I get nosy or look into it, I could go to jail for 6 months if there's evidence. I bring it up again because some people in my neighborhood don't understand this. They don't understand boundaries. Maybe it's the reason, some of the reasons are they came from another area where they don't understand the reality of dealing with other people, or they dealt with hoodlums and they trespassing onto strangers from a different area. Maybe they lived in an area where it was a bunch of chaos, and some of them have, or they come from another country or something, whatever it is. We have to learn how to live respect others and boundaries. Boundaries could be homes. It could be them. It could be you just let people live unless it's an emergency. That's just basic common sense in living in America. You know, this is America. This ain't no speakeasy, no anything goes. This ain't no war zone. You can just do it wherever you want. That's not how it is in this country. Everything I say in my podcast are truthful. Now, again, when I listen to my podcast and people mistake, say, oh, I said something that was prejudiced or I say something, that is not true. I have said that I am colorblind. I am very open. I got to be. I'm a minority. I'm far left. People who are far left are very open to other people. But at the same time, I don't like when somebody says something that isn't true, okay? I mean, I'm not attracted to women. I'm never going to be attracted to women. I am never going to marry another woman in this lifetime. And that's how I am, because I'm genetically gay. I am a gay male. I'm not involved in any relationship right now. I don't know if I will, but I'm definitely not heterosexual. That is the truth. But at the same time, because I say it so much, I don't want to attract a homophobe or a religious zealot or a crazy person target me because of it. Homophobia is illegal. I'm not attracted to, you know, transvestite. They made up lies about that. I never was attracted to transvestite or transgender, and I never will. Now, when I said that before, I don't want people to misconstrue me. I said I am open to all people, respect others. I'm not prejudiced. Transgender, transsexuals have a right to live. Women and men are equal in general. That's what I feel in general. But for sexual attraction on a personal level, I simply don't have no attraction. That has nothing to do with bias. I am homosexual and I prefer regular everyday life guys who are gay. Do I like talking about this? No, I do not. But I have people in my neighborhood, because they're crazy, don't understand reality, make up stories about my sexuality. They should not. I'm very liberal. I suffered a lot from being, I was persecuted by society for being who I am. I was in a closet with my gayness for a long time, and even then I had a unique style. I was into rock music. I was a rock and roller. I was playing music. I was making music. I was singing. I wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to be like David Bowie. You know, I wanted to be John Lennon. I wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. I wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. You know, I wanted to be that. And when I came out here, I was like, okay, I got the GNR, or I was into Jimi Hendrix. So I made rock demos, and I went out there and played it in front of people. Rock singer, rock songwriter, and it did not happen. It was sad, you know. It was painful because I was never given any recognition for my singing and songwriting. It was so painful that it was difficult, but that's life, unfortunately. It was still painful because I put so much into it, and I never was recognized. And that's why I came out here. And yes, I am thinking about leaving L.A., but I'm not going to. I would say unlikely. I would probably not. So I would say 70% not, 30% I might. I don't know. It depends. I don't know what the future holds. But it hasn't been great living in L.A. So that dream didn't come true. And then I didn't find that great job that I wanted going to college. And then I had to deal with hoodlums and crazy people and ignorant people who I have no attraction to come to me and try to hinder my potential simply because of jealousy and making up stories and saying things that are not true. So somebody would say, you probably don't belong in L.A. I would say that may be the case, but I'm going to stay because L.A. is a very progressive, liberal city. I was persecuted by religious zealots back in New York State. New York State is very liberal, you know. And I went down south, and I was like, I am not going to ever live down south because, you know, the perception of the Bible Belt. Oh, no. You know, I was persecuted by ignorant people, by racists, by homophobes, and I had to live among liberals and very open-minded people. So when I came to California from New York, which is very open-minded, New York State, not New York City, but Buffalo, and then come out here, it was like, okay, I'm in an open-minded place so I can be me. But I also realized that the false premise is that I can be in the most open-minded place on the planet, like San Francisco is the most open-minded city, or Seattle in the country. And L.A. is very open-minded, and still come across a very hateful person. There are hateful people in the progressive cities and states of New York and California. So I have to be careful. I also have people, right, even now, making false assessments on me, trying to hinder me from being in the industry. I said I was very open. Officially, on record, I always said I was open. But when I come across some ignorant black person or ignorant white person or some criminal making some assessments on me that has nothing to do with the reality of my life, I'm very concerned why I am attracting this. People talk about where I should work. I even had some crazy person talk about why is I'm sleeping in my home when a place that I own legally. I can do what I want as a homeowner. Or even if I was a tenant renting, you can't go and tell me what to do in my own home or bedroom. I'm not a tenant. I'm a homeowner. So that is very concerned. I mean, I should be living in a place where people are just quiet and they just keep to themselves, but they don't. They don't understand boundaries. My name is on L.A. County as a homeowner, and they're trying to tell me what to do in my own home that I could sell and do and own. I'm interested in the left-wing music entrepreneur or someone's interested in my music. I'm interested in people living around people who know how to mind their business. I'm interested in somebody who's interested in me, intellectual or something, and they come to me directly. Or they get to know me, and they high-functioning, and they're not a criminal, and they come to me directly. I'm not interested in no conservative person trying to change me. I'm not interested in no black hoodlum trying to harm me. Or I'm not interested in no criminal, okay? I'm not interested in no ignorant person saying they want me to be a priest. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in someone making assessments about what I should be doing with my life because they should not be analyzing an adult. When you're over 18, you don't tell an adult what to do. I mean, children unfortunately have to because they got parents or whatever. But when you're 18, you don't tell an adult what to do with their life. I'm not interested in that either. I'm not interested in somebody telling me where to go to mental health because I'm not interested in mental health as a career. My mental health is fine. That's an ignorant, dangerous person coming up to me saying things that don't pertain to reality. Stay away. Don't come near me. If you don't like my lifestyle or you don't like me, stay away. Stay away. Because legally, you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you don't. I even had people in this home experience say I was married. I'm not married to anyone. I never was married. I don't know if I ever will, but maybe I won't. I don't know. That's crazy. We have to be good to people. You know, if we see something, and I think some of this has to do with they make the excuse that I'm famous. Okay, being a podcast make me famous or the music, that's no excuse to be nosy or get involved. That's no excuse. That's no excuse. Okay? And, you know, I probably, when I think about it, maybe I should leave early. I don't know. I mean, going through this, I mean, I'm supposed to be in an environment that celebrates me, my music, not somebody trying to inhibit me. But I'm not going to. I mean, I don't want a nosy person analyzing me. They're supposed to analyze somebody in the need of an emergency. Somebody who's deteriorating, sleeping on the street, who can't take care of themselves. Somebody who don't want to follow the law and doing something dangerous to another person, like shooting or something. somebody, that's who they should be analyzing. Not somebody who's like me, who's a philosopher or artist, make music and wanted to expand my horizons and live life on my own terms. That's not something to analyze. Bigotry is no excuse. And how we deal with things, I was like, okay, most neighbors know they have a concern, they deal with me directly. They don't go behind my back and say, oh, I'm going to do this to Dove. Dove is up there in a condo. This is what I heard. This is what I heard from a crazy stranger in my building. Dove is up there. I mean, I'm looking at Dove in a bathroom. I'm looking at Dove. Dove needs to get help. I see him in the bedroom. You know what? I'm talking about Dove. Look at how messy his condo is. You know, we want people to look at. First of all, this is what some crazy person said outside near me in my home. That is insane. Okay? Whatever my home is, you have no option. You have no, you're not supposed to look in or say things that are delusional or crazy or make up stories that are crazy like that. You're not supposed to be doing that. I'm always a far left. I'll always be far left for the rest of my life. I'm a very good person. I'm open to all people of all beliefs, but I don't want nobody who don't know how to mind their business. I don't want no racist coming near me. I want no homophobe. I don't want no ignorant person coming near me. I don't want my neighbors to respect me, keep away, unless you need to contact me directly. That's how you deal with people. If you have concerns or issues, direct involvement. But I was persecuted for being myself for no reason. I was persecuted through racism. Some people don't like me being gay. Being a bigot in this society in California is illegal, even on the federal level. You cannot be a bigot. I cannot be heterosexual because I wasn't born to be heterosexual. I have no attraction to another woman. I never had. Never will. I'm open to all people. I think men and women personally are equal. I hope there's a woman president because there will be. Men or women are equal. You know? I really do believe that. But sexuality, I'm just who I am. If the music industry is concerned about me saying all this stuff, I'm very sorry. I don't want to push people away because some people say I destroyed my reputation by coming out as gay or destroyed my reputation about my music. Well, how can I? I mean, there's a lot of gay people in the industry, songwriters and singers. There's a whole bunch of them. There's some people in the closet still. How can I? Everybody's out as gay. If they have a problem with it, then they must be bigot or something wrong with them. I can't be something that I'm not. I hope I didn't push people away. Maybe I'm too out, but I can't help it. I'm tired. I was in a closet for so many years trying to be something I wasn't. I was even scared to go and do anything because I was trying to be heterosexual, and I realized I was never heterosexual. I can't be something that I'm not. I had to live freely. But at the same time, I don't want to be stereotyped into the ignorant people think gay people stereotype are drag queens that wear women clothes and they dress up like women. I'm sorry, I'm not that. I'm not attracted to that either. Not with the stereotypes, please. But when I deal with people musically or work with them, it's professional. Professional. I was in bands. I had no interest in any of them. They were good-looking men, but there was no interest. It was about professional, trying to make it. Oh, they had their girlfriends or whatever, and I didn't. But it wasn't about that. It was about making music and being on stage. So I'm very professional. So I hope that calm some concerns because I'm very professional when it comes to music, if I was to work in a professional level. But unfortunately, it has been a struggle. Well, I guess in my dream, I'll come true. And then I'm thinking, what is I'm doing out here? It's Hollywood. Hollywood is a place to make dreams come true, part of the American dream. If it don't come true, then perhaps I should leave LA. I don't know. I had to be in a place where I can be celebrated, to be recognized. I had people look at my videotapes of my public access a long time ago. And I want to say I had a pink outfit that was not a band. It was just a jam band. They were not professional. I was screaming like AC/DC, whatever, but that's how you sing in rock and roll. You scream or whatever. When I was out and when I was performing, I sing with my lower voice, the lower baritone tenor voice. In those days, I was experimenting with the voice because I was trained to sing in those very high registers, soprano. So I learned from, Axl Rose, Mark Slaughter, AC/DC, so Robert Plant especially, to scream out into those high notes as a hard rock singer because I was in a band, so I couldn't sing low all the time, so I had to go up and scream. But if you listen to my music that I put out, I don't scream at all. So when I do my own music solo-wise, or if I was on stage in front of people, I would not do that screaming. I would be singing in a high, maybe a higher tenor voice, countertenor. Probably I could reach soprano at times, really high. But I would sing prettier and nicer. So you will not see me. I use a lot of vibrato. Maybe I experiment once in a while. If it was a hard rock guitar and hard sounds, then probably I would have to get louder, and then I probably would have to go into those high registers. But not with my rock, not with pop music. And I usually don't sing like that in public. And I wasn't a band, so they should not be showing something that was if they're showing the videotape of me singing 19 years ago, 20 years ago, they need to stop. Trying to hinder my dream by a screaming performance, you know, that's not fair. But also, they don't understand rock music. You listen to AC/DC, you listen to Led Zeppelin in the early days, you listen to Guns N' Roses, they sold millions of records. You listen to Aerosmith, you listen to rock radio and see how they sing. They do sing in a high falsetto. Listen to Slaughter. Listen to a lot of those bands. They sing in those high registers, and they be screaming. Because rock music, you have to either have a low growling voice like Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi, a growling voice, and they're legends, or those very powerful voice like Robert Plant with Zeppelin or AC/DC. You have to have a lot of emotion and power with the voice. And hard rock and rock roll, you need a powerful voice. And that's how you sing. So I was trained that way. And I do sound like Axl. It does sound like, you know. So don't make judgments on me about that. Those songs were not released either. So whatever I sung in those music, in that video, those in that public access, I never released any of that music. And that wasn't a band that was professional. They just wanted to jam. I was trying to get them professional. I was. When they wanted to stop and they didn't want to do that, then I said, I had to go my own ways. They even told me to quit the music industry. They said, oh, that's a pipe dream. And you know what? A pipe dream can't come true. It takes years, you know? And I was like, I didn't listen. So I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Night.